Well, once again, we say it, we'd like to have a little of that rain, but we also sure love this great weather. Time now to visit with our early bird fishing guide, Jeff Sundin. I always feel a little bit guilty asking Jeff to be on this time of year because this is a great time.
To be bending a rod.
Yeah, to be out on the water. How do you feel about that, Jeff?
Oh, I like it. I like it. I don't mind being up early in the morning.
Well, I know, I mean...
I like doing this, you know. I don't like it when somebody says they feel guilty. Oh, there goes my minnow water. I'm right in the middle of changing my minnow tank right now, and the hose just came out of the cooler. So there you go.
Hey, what is it like this time of day now? Is it a pretty good time to fish?
Yeah, you know, it would be. It would be really gorgeous. Unfortunately for me, a lot of my customers like to sleep a little bit, get up and have breakfast. You could have been fishing... Let me think about this now. Within the last few days, we showed up at the landing of a lake at about 8:30 in the morning, and there was two boats already coming in to put their boat on the trailer and go home for the day. And I said, fishing must have been good this morning. You already got your limit, and you're going home. And he said, yep.
Yeah.
Should be good out there, boys.
Well, at 8:30, they could have been on the water for 4 hours and being able to see.
Yeah, I know. I've been up since about 4 o'clock this morning, and excepting for the first half hour, it was pretty much daylight ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's beautiful this morning. You got a little bit of fog just rising up off the grass. I'm looking at the dandelion tops all over my whole field. It's beautiful.
So, you know what else is nice is you have to go to work, and that means you go fishing, and that means you don't have time to cut all those dandelions.
No, I know, but we're going to get a handle on them somehow. I have officially declared war around here between the horses and the critters running around. We've got a bumper crop growing every place.
Sure.
So I got a little work to do. The fishing's pretty good, though, so... What the heck? Who cares about the dandelions?
So has it been good for just about everything the last week?
The last week for me, we had a pretty good crappie run last week towards the tail end of the week. And this week has been sort of walleyes or die. We've had a little perch fishing and a little northern fishing just because it was mixed in, you know, accidental catches. But the walleyes have been the target this whole week. Now today I'm going to go do a little multi, try to catch a few bass and a few pike. I love it when I get, you know, two or three days in a row with the same people because then you can branch out. You spend one day catching walleyes, and then the next couple days you can go look for some other opportunities, which I think there are plenty of right now. The weather just keeps hanging in there, stable. The fish are moving a little bit. Everything is going out deeper. We spent our entire day yesterday spending out in about 22 to 30 feet of water. And the fish aren't really, they're not 100% out in the main lake just yet, but they're starting to show up. So if you go from one spot to the next and kind of poke around, you know, get one little pocket of fish, you might pick up three, then you move over and find another bar. Look on all the corners and the points, and you discover another little pot of fish, and you might pick up two or three there. And just kind of keep punching your way around the lake all day long. By the end of it, you'll have plenty of fish. So
they're pretty much out of the 8 to 10 foot stuff during the day now.
No, there's still some there, too. And the day before, we had fished on leech, and there was a breeze in the morning, but towards afternoon, it calmed down quite a bit, and... Quite often, when the wind disappears like that, we start going and grubbing those fish out of the weeds instead.
Okay.
It's a different atmosphere. When you switch from Winnebagoche has got lots of structure on the flats, lots of main lake structure, humps, bars, things like that. Then you switch over to leech, and about two-thirds of the lake is relatively flat. You don't have a ton of humps until you get down to the south end. There's some rock piles and things down there. But if you stay on the north half of that lake, you either have to fish break lines or up on the sand flats, or else you go into the weeds and start poking around. And this is getting to be... The weed we've always talked about fish and weed cover for walleyes and everything else, but this is getting to be more and more and more important all the time, whether it's just low water that's causing it or if there's some other environmental thing. But the lakes are getting so clear now that on a day like we're having right now, you look out and it's all sunny and calm. A lot of these fish just don't roam. You know, they're there and you can catch them, but they're not roaming around freely. It's not the kind of a bite that sometimes early in the season we're used to going out and just finding a school of fish and sitting there and catching them and catching them and catching them. Now they're all hidden away in these little pockets and tufts of grass. And so we just kind of move slowly. If you were watching from a distance, it would sort of remind you of looking at one of these bass tournaments on television where the boat is moving along real slow and you're just kind of flipping your jig into little pockets and nooks and crannies in these weed beds, and every blade of grass could have a fish by it, you know, and you never know if you're going to throw it in one time. It might be a walleye. The next pitch in might be a northern, then a perch, crappie, depend on the lake, you know, what's in the lake that you're fishing. It could be any of these things, so it's an interesting way of fishing. You never know what you're going to catch next, but there again, by the end of the day, if you just poke around in this weed growth, sooner or later you're going to have some fish. It's just a matter of time, but it's a much slower approach than what a lot of folks are used to during this early time of the season. I talked to one of the fellas at the DNR, and he says that he thinks the clear water is just simply because it's so low that you don't have a lot of bloom going up in the real shallow water. So a windy day comes along and mix things up. You get a little bit of color for a day or two, and then it clears right back up again. But I've heard many stories in the last week about people that had been out sight fishing for walleyes, kind of just cruise along in that 7, 8, 9 foot of water and watch the bottom. And quite often you'll see just the tail. You'll see that little white spot, you know, maybe six or eight of them kind of moving out as the boat comes in there. And then if you keep track of where you're seeing those fish, you can back out, get a little deeper, and pitch your jigs up to those fish and be able to catch them that way. So,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like bass fishing. And we're going to take a look at might be one of my famous three lake days today. We're going to try a couple of places and see if we can find some of that combination, if some of those walleyes are still in the weeds, maybe a little smallmouth and some northern action, kind of mix it up and go exploring.
Well, as dry as it's been, what is the access on the lakes like?
Some of them are pretty tough right now. The Scott mentioned the lake of the week, Bowstring Lake, that the landings up there are pretty tough. In fact, I've been trying to recruit somebody to do a fishing trip this weekend up there for some people, and the big problem I'm having, I can find guys who have the day open, but they can't get their boat in the lake. So
okay.
A small boat and a calm day, I can get my boat in there on a calm day, but if you have some waves, some chop on the lake, then those landings are so shallow that you risk bouncing up and down on the bottom
when
you're trying to get the boat back out of there. So you be careful. This is a good time, really, if you want to get onto some of these shallower lakes. The rule of thumb, if it's got a river that doesn't have some kind of dam on it, you just think about the lakes I'm thinking of, Round Lake, Bowstring Lake, Split Hand Lake, a lot of lakes that you already know have shallow accesses.
Yeah.
It might be a good time to start making a few phone calls and look up the resort owners on these lakes, because frequently they have a little better ramp than you can find at the public landings, and you might be able to get a boat on.
Oh, that's a good
where
tip.
You wouldn't be able to do it at the public access.
Sure. You know, and sometimes they charge $5 or $3, whatever, but it sure is worth it not to wreck your boat.
The money is well spent most of the time. Yeah. And, you know, I had an experience just a couple weeks ago over close to home here that we got blown off the lake on that real windy Saturday, and I needed a place to go, and we went to a public landing. It was way too shallow, couldn't get the boat on there, so I called up the resort owner, and he said, if you got $10, come on over. And so for $10. We got the boat on the lake, and we managed to catch some fish, salvage what could have been a crummy day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out really good, and I'm happy to have people like that around. It makes me happy to know that you can make a phone call. And I sometimes feel like showing up at some of these places, you're kind of, you know, walking on their territory, and I try to stay out of people's way as much as I can, but it's nice to know that they're out there just in case.
Well, finally, Jeff, this morning I wanted to ask you, at least briefly, this weekend is the opening of the muskie fishing season, and any thoughts on that?
You know, that could be sort of exciting. I don't think I'm going to get to do much of it, but this first little go-around in June, there's a period right now where the smallmouth fishermen especially will know what I'm talking about. You go along these little kind of shallow flats, and then they drop off into 8 or 10 feet of water. And as you're looking for smallmouth up in the shallows, you'll be watching this drop-off underneath the boat, and you'll see those muskies just laying there. You know, they've kind of finished up spawning, and they're still up shallows. The smallmouth and walleyes and other fish that are staying in that shallow water, that's attractive to these muskies. And so this little rim, this edge, let's just picture a flat that's maybe 2 or 3 feet of water, and then it drops down to 8 or 10 fairly quickly. And right along that edge, there will be little clumps and tufts of weeds that grow. And right in between that weed edge and that shallow water edge, those muskies are just laying there. This is really a fun time to go fish for them. That lasts for a little while, and then when they move back out deep, they get sort of tricky to catch for a while. Then later on, July, August, the hotter the weather gets, the more active they become. So if you're into muskie fishing and you want to have a little bit of fun, I would say this next week, the weather that they're calling for, this could be a really great early season for muskie fishermen. If not catching them, for sure, for seeing them. You know, this is perfect conditions for being able to see muskies right now.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good day today. And maybe you and Chad and I should go out at 4:30 some morning, and we'd get you back in by 7
in
so
by
you,
7.
You could do your work day.
Okay. All you got to do is let me know which day.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh,
here
we go. Tempting.
We might have to start a little earlier than that.
Oh, we can start at 2 if you'd like.
Okay, yeah. We'll be on the water at 4:30.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right, no problem.
Have a big day, Jeff.
Thanks. See you guys later.
That's our early bird fishing guide, Jeff Sundin, joins us Thursday morning. Do you tell us about his fishing luck? Give us a few tips, and you can get more information at his website, jeffsundin.com.